Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works, cordless power tools, and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other Works tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you want your sports podcast funny and real,
JB and Betty Blue Review and ooh, the valley hot, baby.
Tune in to the former Arizona Cardinal Jeremy Bridges and Benny Blue for the JB and Benny Blue Review.
Oh, Benny, check this out, man.
Pow, pow, pow.
I ain't rocking number Valley Boys Association all summer,
love
bro.
It.
You know what I'm saying?
Zach and Cody, baby.
Uncensored. Late nights here on the Casual Sports Radio Network.
Ooh, buddy, that's right, reviewers. What's the damn deal? Episode 218 of the review. Stick and move, baby.
218.
How about how? Get the hand up. Hot move. Throw the bang.
218. Yeah, don't it feel great? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't it feel great, brother?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I heard. Certain Savage has a birthday coming up because it's every season.
You know what I'm saying? Cram. Shout out to Tony Baker. You know what I'm saying? Cram. You know what I'm saying? It is. You know, there's a lot of cramming going on. You know what I'm saying? Because we got every season, and after that, we got Tara season. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of cramming going on for the next 45, 60 days. I don't know how long these Zodiac things last. But, yeah. The big 4-2. It's looming around the cone. I can see it around the cone. I can see you, 42. All right? I see you, 42. So, you know, it's blessings on blessings on blessings, man. Just when it's, when you think about, you know, doing another full 365, and I ain't got there yet, so we lacking some days, right? But, you know, we gonna call it. You know what I'm saying? We gonna foresee it. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna be a 42-year-old man here in a couple of days, and I feel great, baby. All right, I feel phenomenal because we won't record again to after my birthday, right? So. Just so the reviewers know, man, y'all feel great. 42 years old. I run all you young whippersnappers off the block. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's happening, don't believe me. You know what I'm saying? Check me out on my IG at 73, KingJB73. You can see some of the work.
My man's just shredded, son.
Some of the work that's being done in these streets. Son, you know what I'm saying? So,
you know.
Welcome to episode 218 of the JB and Benny Blue Review.
That's right. And listen, that age may be going up, but that body fat percentage is going down. Pow! That's right. Ooh!
Like that.
Check them out. And then make sure to please follow us both. Follow JB at 73KingJB73 and follow yours truly at Benny Blue Eyes. As you can see on the ticker below with the schedule, April is a wild month for us. So this is pre-recorded. So if you're watching this live right now and you're dropping comments, you're like, how come the fuck these dudes are answering this shit? It's because you're watching
not
this
here.
In the future.
We're not really here.
But nonetheless, we're covering topics of the day, as you know, we and only as we can do. You know what I mean? So if you want to get more of our content, please follow us at JB and Benny Blue and subscribe on YouTube.
Like, subscribe, share, all that.
Well, the whole thing, you know, new live stream time, 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern, every other Wednesday. Usually follow us on TikTok. No, I'm not dancing with Jackson Mahomes. We have some great content up there at JB and Benny Blue. Pop, pop, pow. Listen, man, we have a big announcement coming next week in the kind of the evolution of our show. So for right now, the podcast is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. Like, share, subscribe. We always appreciate the 5-star reviews and all that shit. And of course, our family, you're going to see them in a couple weeks here for our boo doo 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 doo.
It just seems to go hand in hand.
The commissioner.
Right. It just seems to go hand in hand at this point. You know what I'm saying? When you hear the music on ESPN and he's stepping out there, you're like, ooh.
I love it. I love it. Listen, hey, when it's NFL draft time, you know it's our anniversary episode, so the casualsports.com KSRN family will be falling in live streaming out of the desert and the Believe Podcast Network. Pop, pop, pow. And every other week, of course, check out Dr. Bridges himself, Boyning Bridges, live streaming 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern on AAT Sports _. And, of course, AAT Birds. Shout out to the All Authentic Talk Sports Network. We love you guys. And, of course, man, tapping with our sponsors, Valley Boys Association Clothing. Go to valleyboysassociation.com. You see the damn hoodie dripping. You know what I'm saying? And use code PODCAST22 for 20% off your order at checkout. And tapping with our guy. You want to hold the strap. You want to hold the belt. Tapping with our guy. It's TimDubai.com. And text review to 515-444-7003 to get your new or pre-owned vehicle today. And follow him at It's Tim Dubai on Instagram. Sponsorship questions, hate mail, send music as well. JB and Benny Blue Review at Gmail. JB, you were hitting the links, my friend. You were saying in our patent production meeting, it's been a little minute. How did it feel to get back on there and get that stroke, a pause?
So the thing is, it's a testament to the work that I do in fitness, man. Like, I literally haven't swung a golf club since the end of January. That's the last time me and my dog Brian Johnson played.
Wow.
Right now, that's better half of 2 months, right? So a little over 2 months, to be honest, right? So yeah, to get out there, and all I wanted to do, I just wanted to swing the clubs. I wanted to swing them. Once I got in the groove and I got my back to where I feel like, you know, saying everything was cool, I got a couple pointers from a couple old wise golfers, and you're gonna do that when you go to the driving range, right? So I just went to practice. That's all I did. And got some advice from a guy, you know, kind of critiquing me. He was, you know, saying in the little respective swinging space behind thigh, you know, what I'm saying papaws and So he basically gave me a couple pointers that really made my swing feel very smooth and very easy, and basically teaching me how to use the violence of my swing as opposed to forcing it, which is nice. It was really good advice. And I did put some up on my Instagram, you know what I'm saying, 73, KingJB73. It was a video of one of my finer drives when I was hitting with the big head, if you will. One of my finer drives, probably slapped it about 265 straight down the pipe. It was beautiful, right? It felt great, beautiful, nice, smooth swing. Can't wait to play. I am playing the golf tournament. Matter of fact, when the day you guys see this, I'm playing the golf tournament, right, for the Arizona Cardinals. So, you know, who knows? Yeah. I might very well be employed by the Cardinals after Wednesday. Who knows?
Yeah.
Only time will tell. All right, but it did feel great. It felt great. Even right now, I'm you know, home, been showered up, probably been about 3 hours since I got home. My back don't feel tight. I feel great. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to hit the links for real, ready to start playing again. Adios to all the snowbirds out here at AZ. You don't know what a snowbird is. It's just the people that inhabit the Midwest that have homes out here, that come out here during the wintertime. A lot of older people, you know what I'm saying, older, established, retired folks. Hey, I can't blame them, right? You ain't blame them. It's a wonderful place to be. A lot of golf being played out here. It just makes it horrible for us, Benny, right? The natives, the people who inhabit the state of Arizona when the snowbirds come in town. Can't get a golf time, can't get a tee time. All the tee times go sky high. But it's about to get hot. Summer's about to get hot, right? That's when I play.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah, all them snowbirds at the tee box. Move it. Pick it up.
But it's all over the city. It ain't even just a golf course. It's all over the city. Like,
oh, I believe it.
General reservations and all that shit is like the malls be packed. Yeah. Like, it's just nuts, bro. Like, but I mean, of course, it's good for the city. You get all that money, and then we get to get them up out of here.
Well, speaking of someone, Dr. Bridges, as you see on our ticker, we're going to be talking Tiger, Dwayne Haskins, and of course, some you win it or not. We got to get right to it. A man who he's like the Jordan Belfort of golf because he's not fucking leaving. That's our guy, friend of the show, future guest of the review. Tiger Woods is back in the Masters. He finished 47th, but damn it, he was out there after he got into a car accident out here in California, just a little bit further south of where I live, going to shoot a commercial with Drew Brees, oddly enough. Right. And he nearly died, and then he nearly lost his leg, and he recovered from all of it to come back and play. And Tiger's, what, 44 at this point?
Something like that, 44, 45,
And he played in his Masters, so... Just not only about what you saw from his performance in the Masters, you know, despite not coming out on top, I mean, regardless, his legacy is sealed. what did you see from him just like coming back from this like damn near life-ending accident, and just what it the OG reviewers know what Tiger means to you, but tell the reviewers about the whole experience of seeing Tiger once again in the Masters at this age. Crazy
just,
shit.
Just to see him walk in the practice round was like, damn, thank God. You know what I'm saying? We got him back. He's so good for golf, right? He's basically what LeBron James is to NBA basketball, period, right? He's so good for golf. He's been so good for golf forever. And class act, fierce competitor, man, one of my greatest inspirations. You know what I'm saying? I love watching him play. It's the ups, the downs, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. He finished 13 over. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Hey, look, I wish I could finish 13 over. A lot of times I'm on the golf course. Right? So, you know, just a day like he had today, you know what I'm saying? He finished 6 over today. Right? I mean, come on, man. Like, even in mediocrity, he's still great. You know what I'm saying? Like, because right now, of course, he's nowhere near where he can be, needs to be. Even in a healthy 45-year-old Tiger, 44, 45-year-old Tiger, you know what I'm saying, would have most likely came out there and been right there in the runnings to win, right? But, maybe, of course, you know what I'm saying, he's readjusting his body to a swing. Readjusting his swing to his new body because, like you said, he almost lost his leg, right? Almost lost his life, almost lost his leg, right? You can see when he walks, he has a little hitch in his walk, right? So walking up to the 18-hole, man, it was magical. I don't know if we had the footage of that, Benny, but him walking to the 18th on the last day, brother, it gives you goosebumps because you hear the crowd, everybody standing ovation, and rightfully so, because, again, he's so grateful to sport. People literally are at the Masters right now, of course, you know what I'm saying, with the obvious, because it ain't happened in 2 years. Almost three, I think, something like that. Last time they had it was 2019. Yeah, so 2 years it hasn't happened. And of course, Tiger, with everything he's went through, the standing ovation, loud crowd, Tiger taking his hat off, tipping it off to him. And he quoted, you know what I'm saying, just to have the support out there and the appreciation from the fans, I don't think words can truly really describe that. And it's like, yeah, I mean, he's just good for the sport, man. You know what I'm saying? He's just good for the sport. He's the GOAT. There's nothing else to be said. There's a lot of great golfers out there, having a lot of great golfers, but he is the greatest to ever do it. Shout out to Tiger Woods. You know, again, the future guest on the show. You know, you're one of my greatest inspirations, and we love you out here, man.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, look, the reality is the man has not only rebuilt his career, but he's rebuilt his life. I thought the documentary on HBO was, you know, was really well done. Obviously, it's one of those things where if I'm not mistaken, they didn't speak with him, but I thought it was fair. I thought it covered the good, bad, and the ugly, and it gave kind of the full picture of who he was as the man. And right. For anybody saying it's golf, you know, you saw like Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus playing to when they're old. You need to understand there's a difference between playing to when you're old and also they're on like the seniors tour and playing when you're older at a high level. Right. Regardless of what you think about golf or if you golf or if you know anything about golf, the fact that the man's 44, 45 years old and still competing with the young bucks. And again, this isn't him like being like a picture of health the entire time. Like he's had tons of back issues,
knee issues. Yeah. He had at least 4 surgeries since he's played, you know what I'm saying, since his career.
Yes.
Outside of what he just had with the legs. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. He, you know what I'm saying? Of course, he's going to get to that point where he'll be in those senior tours. But for him to continue to tangle and mix it up with the young bucks, and don't ever get it twisted. Like, it's just like any other sport. These guys are bigger, faster, and stronger. Right, and they're developing more technique, and they're learning how to make their body stronger for the individual sport, which means that these balls are getting hit a lot farther than they were 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly, because you talk about the idea of him revolutionizing the game and evolution of the game. It wasn't even. I mean, obviously, you know, there's the underlying undercurrent, as we all know, of racism in golf that runs deep, especially when you get to some of these tournaments and the history of like people of color not being able to let into country clubs, for example. But beyond that, it's almost like the approach of how golfers have treated and continue to build their bodies and train has changed night and day since he got in the game in the 90s. Yeah. These guys treat themselves more akin to like what you would maybe consider like other solo sports like boxing or tennis where it's like they're really in the weight room. They're really just beyond perfecting the swing. Yeah. Oh, like yeah. the, gone are the, I mean, as wild of a boy as he was, gone are the days like the John Daly's in the world where you're hard drinking Lincoln and you're going driving this shit. It's a different day now.
You think about you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, in the 60s and 70s, boy was smoking cigarettes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Walk to the next hole. Right, they smoking cigarettes, you know what I'm saying? They're taking shots out of you, they can't be giving them shots. You know what I'm saying? And they walking up to the 13 tee box, you know what I'm saying? So yeah,
with it's a just, gut.
Big gut, man. You know what I'm saying? With some double pleated pants on and some pop Tic Tacs, you know what I'm saying? Some white pop Tic Tacs on their feet. But it's a great game for people who don't play it. It's a wonderful game, it's very mental. And more so the endurance, Benny, right? And this is what I was going to get at, and I forgot right after you said developing their bodies for the sport. It's about endurance, right? Correct. Golf is a game of endurance. If you're not in shape, when you get to the 16th, 17th, 18th hole, right, you're going to be dead, gassed. Hell, when you get to the 13th hole, you're going to be gassed. That's right around the time when you start to feel it if you play 18 holes, especially when it's hot like it is out here in the desert, right? By the time you get to hole 12 and 13, shit, it's hot. Tired, but do you have the endurance, right, to keep pushing and to exceed expectation and to push yourself to do what you need to do and display that muscle memory that you know? But fatigue will always make a coward out of you, but you got to be able to whoop fatigue. So yeah, these young golfers, man, they look better, you know what I'm saying? They look like, you know, baseball players or hockey players, but these boys still out here swinging these clubs. It's beautiful to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, shout out to Tiger. You have an open invite to be on the show whenever you please. We'll do a three hour episode with you, Tiger. I mean, shit, mm-hmm. we'd have a lot to talk about, man. So
not to take anything away from the man who actually won the Masters, right? So yeah, we talk about Tiger, but shout out to Scotty, how you say it, Scheffler, right?
You think it's Scotty Scheffler? Yeah,
Scotty Scheffler. You know what I'm saying, winning his first major. It just so happens to be at Augusta. I mean, you don't get no better than that, right? So, shout out to him. He brought home about 2.7 for a day. You know what I'm saying? That's more money. I don't know how many other people have made $2.7 million in one weekend before. You know what I'm saying? I know those people that have done it, but pretty easy stuff going on there. You know, when you're doing what you love to do, making 2.7 in 3 days. It's beautiful.
Right. Hey, Floyd Mayweather would like a word.
Right.
100 million in 36 minutes. Pop
right,
out.
Yeah.
But, you know, for golf standards, listen, Scott, congratulations on your first green jacket, and drinks are on you, player. Pow.
Yeah.
Tiger will see you at the bar, man. He might have
right,
won.
Right. You better believe it with some pain pills with him, right? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, anybody that you beat, they're gonna be in the bar waiting for you to shake you down for drinks. So,
easy.
Congratulations to him. And Tiger, we're glad that you're back. No more car accidents, please. We want to see you in major.
Yep.
Now, look, Dr. Bridges, you know, the unfortunate reality with cars and something that we found out that definitely, I think, took us both off guard just this past, just we're recording this on Sunday. Dwayne Haskins, 24. You know, of course, he's at Ohio State. Then he gets drafted by Washington. Then he was in Pittsburgh competing for that starting job with, you know, Mason Rudolph, and they just signed Mitch Trubisky. He was killed in South Florida, I guess trying to cross the freeway, and he was hit by a dump truck. And he was down there working out with some of the other Steelers quarterbacks, running backs, and receivers. And, you know, we definitely gave him a don't be dumb with some of the way he was handling himself with some of the COVID protocol. But what we want to kind of talk about here, you know, with this segment, not only, you know, saying rest in peace to him and, you know, prayers and condolences to his family, is that at the end of the day, you already know how we feel about Ohio State. And obviously, you know, players can, you know, make mistakes and go through their maturation process. But the reality is, a lot of times when players who don't have what the public might consider, like, you know, a pristine record, like a LeBron James of the world or a Peyton Manning of the world or a Tom Brady or a lot of these guys that you can name, you know what I mean, Serena Williams, when you're not on that level, a lot of times the media will find ways to kind of qualify the death, and it's not really, it's just it completely removes, you know, the human element. So I don't know what Adam Schefter's been on. He's kind of done this like with like two or three major events in a row, where he didn't really, you know, qualify Dwayne Haskins' death in a way that, you know, let people know that he's a human first. I guess he's deleted this tweet. He said, Dwayne Haskins is a standout Ohio State before struggling to catch on with Washington Pittsburgh in the NFL. And then he said what happened. Then he ultimately revised that and got rid of all that shit. But people like were dragging his ass. And a couple other media people said that. So JB is someone, obviously he was in the league. And obviously this is saddening because ultimately, you know, the man was part of the brotherhood. How did you react to this, and how do you feel like the media fails athletes when they are something tragic happens and they need to speak about them as people first?
Right. Same way, Adam Scheffner. I didn't even like. I got the update on my phone when it happened. This was Friday morning. I was getting ready to go to work for a couple hours, and I'm walking back in the house, and my Apple Watch starts vibrating, and I see the news. I had to gasp for breath. I'm like, what? Hold on, what happened? And of course, at that time, I didn't know nothing about it, right? Just knew the kid was gone. He got killed trying to cross the highway on foot. Like, what? Like, come on. I mean, it's like, damn, son, right? Like, I'm sad and I'm upset. I'm thinking as a parent at this point, I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck were you doing, kid? Like, now I feel like, you know, you gone for no reason. Right? Like, you know, you could have made a better choice and said, you know what I'm saying, I'll, you know, whatever. Something, hey, can you run me over this side of the highway? Or whatever you had to do, right? But God damn it, that kid is gone, man. He gone, bro. Like, it saddens me, and it just makes me kind of upset after hearing how he died. Like,
right.
And again, same with Adam Scheffner, you know what I'm saying? You can't report, you know what I'm saying, something about, Like he just got traded or some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's basically where he started the whole thing off, like describing basically his rundown as an NFL quarterback thus far. And then saying, oh, yeah, and then by the way, he just got killed. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, come on, man. And, yeah, they do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the media and ESPN in particular are very good at spreading junk, right? And it has to do, you know what I'm saying, with a certain type of people. Because I remember when the kid from Seattle, the white kid from Seattle, was dating a black chick, and he beat her up for her not wanting to bow down to him or some shit. And damn, they killed her. And they didn't cover that shit past 2 hours, right? So to the point where the other day on Twitter, like, somebody literally posted a picture and was like, yo, whatever happened to this fucking dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't heard nothing else. What, is the chick alive? What, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? Right?
Right.
But damn it, man. Like, when it all said and done, a young man lost his life. No matter how he got killed, how he died, he lost his life. And he was a part of the NFL. And he should have gotten a lot more respect and a little bit more coverage than what he got. Right? I watched NFL. I was watching ESPN that day. I was in the back eating while I was at work. And I'm watching it. And they had, like, literally, oh, rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins, moment of silence type deal. And that was that. Right? And they went on with SportsCenter. So, yeah, so Adam Scheffner, shame on you, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's been kind of wild. He's been kind of weird now lately anyway. Like you said, he's been on some other shit lately anyway, right? I guess he's feeling himself, making too much money at this point, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins. Man, you should still be here, kid. You should still be here. But, of course, ain't none of us got control of that, right? None of us got control of that. We literally, the only thing guaranteed, all right, in the great words of Marvin Gaye, you know what I'm saying? Taxes, death, and trouble, right? That's the only three things that are guaranteed in life. So rest easy, young man. Condolences and prayers and my heart, my deepest felt sorrows go out to his family, right? Because as I posted on my story, I just can't imagine, right? And I don't want to, but I just can't even wrap around the thought of it. Can't do it. Just can't do it. So, yeah, Haskins family, man, I'm praying for you big time. Big time, big time, big time.
Yeah, and I think it just speaks to kind of particularly ESPN's MO with how they cover things, because ultimately, you know, when you look at that, I think the dude's name was Chad Wheeler. The reality is they're not going to cover that in the same way as they are going to cover like a high profile player.
Mm-hmm.
Like if some huge marquee name does something crazy, I mean, look, I mean, not even sports, but look at the way they cover this, you know, the Will Smith stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it's going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And the reality is with like the Chad Wheeler thing, it's like, he did it. He got cut. His career's over. He got the court stuff. And then ESPN just like, That's it. Keep it moving. Right. And then you look at when, you know, tragedy happens like this. It's like I said, when it's not someone who they feel like their name is in light, they're mm-hmm. going to acknowledge it, but ultimately they're going to keep it moving. And you don't get a second first impression when you're right. actually, it's your responsibility to deliver the news to the people that this person passed away. So like, right. so like JB, like you were saying, Schefter worded it in a way where he was just talking about his playing career only. Like, right. oh, you know, Dwayne Haskins got cut. Like, if he got cut and or something like that happened, yeah, then you talk about his football.
But you were using
that to talk about him in the person. That had nothing to right. do with what he was working on. And by the way, his book was, like you said, like the biggest tragedy of it all is not his, like, the way he died and dying so young. He doesn't now have the opportunity to finish his book. His book right. was unfinished.
Right.
He could have been steady
for a long time, you know. Mm-hmm. Could have been the next Charlie Batch, you know what I'm saying? Could have been, who knows, right?
Like a good starter who would ultimately play for like 15 plus years. I mean, could have really happened for him. You know, by all accounts, I mean, the dude was loved by his teammates and was, mm-hmm. was a respectable man.
Right.
He's still a very young man, still growing and learning and maturing and becoming a real pro. And he's not going to have the chance to do that. And that's the biggest tragedy of it all. He's not going to have the opportunity to grow as a person and ultimately, you know, fulfill the rest of his dreams.
Right.
So, as well said by you, man, you know, rest in peace to him and true condolences and prayers to his family, because, you know, it's just like we're all numb to this shit. Like you said, it becomes an alert on your Apple Watch,
right.
and you kind of have to stop in the moment and really think about what that means and who that mm-hmm. affects. Mm-hmm. So we just want to take some moment to talk about that. And media, because you know we're not media, you got to do better, man.
Yes.
Do better with this shit.
Yes.
All right. So look, that's some heavy shit. Let's, you know, we're going to pick up some you would or not here in a moment. But again, tapping with our sponsors. Valley Boy Association clothing. Go to valleyboyassociation.com. You see the hoodie. Use code podcast22 for 20% off your order at checkout. Tap in with our guy. It's timtobuy.com. Get your newer pre-owned vehicle. Text review to 515-444-7003. And again, man, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media platforms. And we are for now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Like, share, subscribe, and of course, tap in with JB on Sundays, Burning Bridges, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. All right. Listen, man, there's always things happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get into it right now with some JB's You Wit It or Not. All right. So look, pow, the question is, voice and foremost, Dr. Bridges, we're taking it to the USFL. The USFL is starting here this coming week, and they are going to be trying out some new shit. Apparently, they are not going to be doing the traditional move the chains in the USFL. They are going to be using a chip inside the ball, and we have a clip of what that looks like, and I will play that for you here right now as I pull it up. There's some new technology, so let's check this thing out about what they are doing with this. It's going to be a chip and a line that you will see. So JB, a chip being in the ball and a virtual first down line. Are you with it or not, sir?
If this is something that the NFL is looking into doing, of course they've just figured out a way to try it out. Right, so they're like, hey, okay, let's let the USFL do it
and see if it works,
because if it's a success, then of course we're going to do it and take credit for it, right? But other than that, I mean, I'm with it. It's technology, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be interesting to see. Of course, I got a couple questions, like what happens if for whatever reason, the Bluetooth disconnects from the ball to the thing, you know what I'm saying, to the marker to be able to say, okay, it's such and such and such and such down, right? Who knows, right? Who when the ball just start with the batteries don't work in the ball no more. Like, I don't know. It's just too much shit going on. Like, what happens if these situations arise, right? Because you got balls with, you know what I'm saying, Bluetooth chips on deck, right? The whole gang.
Can they be hacked so it, like, the dude's like throwing a post and just drop short right in the linebacker's hand? Like,
the ball just explode, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck just happened? Hey,
you want to talk about the flight gate chip,
right?
Chip.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm with it because I want to see. I'm interested to see exactly how it's gonna go.
Oddly enough, apparently the USFL is also going to have two Sky Cams, which is largely credited to the NFL, particularly Sunday Night Football. That started with the original XFL, for people who don't remember. That's where the Sky Cam started.
Hated me, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir, the Sky Cam. Yeah.
All right, so you're with this new technology for the first time.
I want to see it.
We're gonna see this coming weekend, so we'll see how it looks. All right, JB, this is a wild one that I had to drop in. Well, sometimes when you become a leader of a group, sometimes you don't like what you see, and the new Grambling State volleyball coach, her name is Chelsea Lucas, and wouldn't you know it, she cut the entire volleyball team, 19 players, Dr. Bridges. Chelsea, new Grambling head coach of the volleyball team, Chelsea Lucas, cutting the entire volleyball team. Are you with it or not?
Like, to cut the entire volleyball team, man, they got to be like the cheerleaders on fucking on Waterboard. You know what I'm saying? It's only fitting because it's at Grambling University in Ruston, Louisiana, and it's like, They got to be like the cheerleaders on Waterboy, bro. They got to be drunk, you know what I'm saying, cool with the mascot. Or, I mean, to cut every one of them, it's like, that couldn't be based on talent, bro. That just can't be based on talent. Like, she must have found out they was in these streets or something. They was hoeing big time or something. Or, you know, I don't know. Something ain't right. 19, all 19, something ain't right. So I think she's just trying to prove a point, man. I think maybe, in all seriousness, I think maybe she's just like, yeah, I'm that motherfucker, and you know they used to call me Crazy Joe, but now they call me Batman. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. So she's really trying to prove a point to them that hey, I fuck toe your ass, I cut your ass, right?
Wow. And listen, those are all scholarship kids. Yeah. I mean, is she really going to get talent from the transfer portal from South Central Louisiana State? What the fuck are they going to do?
Can't make this shit up, man. Just can't make it up. Like what? What?
It sounds like Coach Bridges approves.
Right.
You know,
I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? There has to be repercussions, right? You can't be out here in these streets. You can't be out here half-assing it. Again, you cannot be the cheerleaders from Waterboy. You can't be and talk about being a college sports program. Y'all here bugging out.
Beautiful. Well, speaking of coaches who aren't happy, Dr. Bridges, Mr. Dabo Swinney. Oh, here he comes bitching again. Oh, my God. Dabo Swinney says there needs to be a complete blow-up in college football. He is not a fan of the NIL or the college football transfer portal, despite the fact that people were checking his ass for how much he was getting paid. So, JB, you know, blowing up the current college football structure, according to Mr. Swinney there, are you with it or not, sir?
No. Fuck Dabo, you know what I'm saying? Crybaby ass. Nobody care about Dabo. Like, let these kids get a little money in their pocket, you know? And we were talking about it on the Burning Bridges. Like, the NIL is going to literally help college basketball in particular by keeping these good kids and good players in for at least one more year, because now they getting some bread, right? They get their NIL cracking, now they getting a little bread. It's going to keep them from transferring, like all kind of shit. We're going to see a lot of less of that. Right, and again, these basketball players stand one more year, right? So, nah, man, shut up, Dabo. All right, relax. Go. What are you making? Like $97 million a year or some shit? You know what I'm saying? To be Clemson's head coach, kick back, Dabo.
Second highest paid, I think, behind Nick Saban. And you know, he was in an interview, and people were trying to check him about the free market and how much he got paid. And he's basically saying like, "Oh, I don't control any of that." But it's like, bro, you can. The reality
he
is,
like, he like shit. All I did was sign the papers. I, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And it's funny. He mentioned, like, he says in this article, he says Alabama has different problems than Middle Tennessee. Well, yeah, guess what? Middle Tennessee can't pay you $10 million a year, player. Like, that's why you don't coach at Middle Tennessee.
Right.
Dabo, if a fucking junior college were to call your ass right now and say, Dabo, we'll give you $35 million a year. Do you know how quickly this fool would be on fucking last chance to Dabo Swinney?
Oh, yeah. Dabo. So look, he's talking about 1/4 size of the school, you know what I'm saying? Recruiting gonna be so easy because his name is Dabo Swinney. Come on, man. He a dip. What you talking about in a heartbeat? But then again, I mean, like I said, you know, he making damn near $80,000, $80 million a year or some shit. So maybe not. A lot more perks, you know what I'm saying? Being the coach of Clemson as opposed to coach of Northeastern Junior College.
Well, JB says, fuck out of here, Dabo, and I agree. All right. Look, Dr. Bridges, we're gonna take it to my lane, which is comedy. Now, you've probably been hearing, you probably see some mutual friends of ours post this. T.I., Rubber Band Man, wild as a Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in the other hand. Oh, apparently he ain't rapping so much anymore, and now he's coming into our lane, the stand-up comedy lane. He's showing up at shows, he's bumping comedians, he's showing up at open mics, and a lot of people have been supporting him, trying it out, but he has been using his celebrity status to put himself in positions where, as a new comedian, because that's what he is, and I support the man for trying out the new art form, he might be getting a little bit more than he bargained for. I'm going to pull up a clip now. There was a big show. You know, the big shows, they do the arenas where they have like eight, you know, big time comedians. Mm-hmm. Well, T.I. was on the show, and there were also music artists on the show, and the audience thought that they were getting Mr. Harris, a.k.a. Tip, to spit them bars. Oh, no! He was doing his stand-up. And we will see how that went for him from Brooklyn.
You go in Brooklyn. You gonna try this?
Wow! Share the screen.
What the fuck? I'm confused. See, I use too many big words to be a comedian. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't.
Yo. What the hell? I'm gonna say that motherfucking thing is like this.
The booze from Brooklyn, the BX Queen, Staten Island.
Motherfuckers like you, and I appreciate y'all because you made me the absolute best, nigga. New York has made me the motherfucking best, nigga. I appreciate you. Stay in the bottle, though.
Okay.
We're about 10 years old,
man. Okay, that's something. Okay, so JB, T.I. doing comedy at an arena. Are you with it or not?
No, I'm not with it. Again, like I said, T.I. used way too many big words to be a comedian. Like, you know, that's not saying that comedians aren't intelligent. That's just saying that audiences aren't intelligent, right? They don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear that shit. You know, but T.I., what? T.I., just because you're the funniest dude in your crew don't mean you can be a comedian, man, right? And I've told people, because I've had hella people tell me, hey, man, you should be a comedian. No, I should not. Right, I ain't got it. And I tell Benny all the time. And we used to do comedy shows, right? When I was in North Hollywood, and I used to tell Benny all the time, like, man, it takes a lot for me to host and to be up there talking shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It took a lot for me to do that. So I'm like, man, y'all special, bro. Y'all, hey, trust me. Talk about some nuts and guts, all that. So yeah, that's it. Now kick back, man. Make a collab album with Dre or something. You know?
Right.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, from what I understand, I haven't seen him live personally. I've seen clips. He tells a lot of stories, which is fine. And that's good for like a comedy club. But hey, Mr. Harris, you're in an arena. And when you're in an arena, the jokes got to be short. They got to be fast. They got to be loud. You can't be doing, you need to be a performer. Yeah. Yeah. You can't be up there delivering a novel. Nobody's right. Trying to hear that shit, especially when you're new and you really haven't figured out how to tell it. So yeah. I'm not going to hate the man for trying it, but he needs to understand he's been getting a little bit too much dip on his chip. He's been you talk about Cram. If Tony Baker's been doing this 20 years and Tony Baker's going to be in that room, it can't be he's walked the line for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And here comes T.I. around the corner right here. Right. And it's one thing, Mr. Harris, if you want to book your own show and people are going to come and pay to see you, they weren't paying to see you do comedy.
No,
there was
a bunch
of heavyweights on that show.
Mm-hmm.
You just went up at the end, and that's why they booed your ass, because they're there to see like the Kevin Harts of the world, the people who have earned arena status. You've earned arena status in hip hop, not comedy, and that's the problem. So if you want to book your own room and do your own shows, God bless. But the fact that you got booed at an arena, it's fitting because you ain't arena ready.
No. And then of course, you know, saying he's like, oh, y'all, you know, the haters. You know, all the haters.
You talk about Dro. He sounds like he's about to cut another promo on Lil Flip. I'm like, what the fuck? Was he about to do another diss track? Didn't that, I swear to God, he was about to release a new Lil Flip.
He dissed the whole crowd because he told him he was like, they basically was haters. So he's basically like, you know, it's people like y'all that gonna push me to be the best comedian ever. Like, boy, go raise your 13,000 children and like I said, go make a collab album with Dre or somebody, you know?
Right.
Killer Mike. Right. Make a collab album with Killer Mike.
I understand that. It should be fire.
Fucking right. Hell yeah. Yep.
So JB's not winning. And finally, we talked about it last week, but the news has come in. Oh, Will Smith has been banned from the Oscars and Oscar-related events for 10 years after slapping Chris Rock. He doesn't have to give up his Oscar. He can technically still get nominated. Just Chris Rock will be accepting the award for his ass. And he can go to, like, after parties and all that stuff. He just can't show up. So, JB, the punishment for the slap heard around the world, are you with it or not, sir?
10 years is a lot, man. Like, and I understand, you know what I'm saying, that the Oscars is like that's their most prestigious thing, right? That's their thing, right? That's if you're an actor and you win an Oscar, that you have officially fucking made it. You are an A+ list actor at that point, right?
Thanks.
So I don't think it's 10 years, man. That's a lot, right? But off subject. If you've been looking at some of the things that have been happening, some of the events going, you know, happen after this, what I've been saying about the whole situation is exactly correct about Jada Pinkett Smith and about the demasculation of Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he's taking his nuts. Ooh, that man is confused and he's hurt. And again, if you've never been in a relationship like that, you can't speak on it. I have, and I understand what Will is going through. So, Will, again, divorce papers and counseling, buddy. All right? Other than that, keep making great movies. You know, you ain't failed at that yet. And I don't see it ever happening. Unless,
listen, I mean,
hold on one thing, minute. We talked about it on the Burning Bridges podcast. It was one of my random thoughts, right? Because I read some on Twitter that was like, they were talking about the whole Bad Boys 4 halting because of the Oscars, what happened at the Oscars. I'm like, hold on, Bad Boys 4? Like, what? What are they going to do? Like, what else can they do? And grandkids gonna be fucking Bad Boys too, like.
Right. James is gonna be in it. He's gonna drop a helicopter or something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so, what?
Mike Lowry Jr.
Right. Junior. You know what I'm saying? Mike Lowry's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure you got more kids out there than one. I mean, shit. But yeah. So, I mean, hey, look. Did the crime, gotta do the time, I guess. I mean, we can't control that shit. We can't say, you know, I think it's a little steep, but I mean, hey, who the fuck am I?
I low-key want to see G.I. Jane 2, where Jada plays a villain, and then, you know, maybe Will and Chris Rock are buddy cops, and they gotta, you know, she's working with the Russians.
Right.
You know, she's a Russian spy.
She's a double spy.
I think there's real gold. They probably make a lot of money doing that just for the fucking memes alone.
Like, oh yeah.
Why not? Why not do G.I. Jane 2?
Right.
Why not? They revive all the shit from the 90s and the 80s anyway.
Right.
Why not?
G.I. Jane again.
But listen, they spun Bel Air into a dramatic series. You know, they took all the same characters from Fresh Prince, but now it's a dramatic series. I mean, there are writers. I'll do it. You know, I'm trying to sell a show right now.
Yeah. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Me, Hollywood.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
do the shit. Man, so look, Will, your career, you're Hall of Famer already. You just won an Oscar.
Easy.
I mean,
right.
Your career's not over by any stretch. You got enough juice like that where they're not, you definitely ain't banned from the town.
I mean, the man makes his own movies. You know what I'm saying? He produces his own movies. So it's like
entertainment. He's got his own show.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So that's somebody you're not. But of course, before we get on up out of here, we need the wise words from the Aries King himself with some We Need Us JB's final thoughts. What you got, sir?
Well, just with the whole Dwayne Haskins thing going on, and as I kind of touched on earlier, man, about me not being able to wrap my head around losing one of my children, man, make sure you tell your loved ones, the people that you love, the people that you care about, that you love them, right? I try my best to, you know what I'm saying, at least text my kids, you know what I'm saying, FaceTime as much as I can, but they always gonna get that I love you, right? Because I want them to know that their father loves them, point blank, period, right? No matter what I feel, if I'm mad at them, upset with them, disappointed in them, it don't matter. Still love them. Right. And that's what all my folks, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure my folks understand that I care about them. You know what I'm saying? If you ever need me, anything I can do in my power, I got you. It just is what it is. Right. But do more of that. Do more of that. Not less of it. Do more of it. Right. Because we never know when we're going to leave this earth. Right. Never know. And as I just said about my birthday coming around the corner, I ain't there yet. But shit, I'm calling it. We're gonna get there. We're gonna make it, all right? We're gonna make it. And as the old folks said, the Lord say the same, all right? We gonna make it. But other than that, treat yourself like you would want to be treated, man. And that, you know, if everybody did that in the world, just be a way better world, right?
Almost
point blank period. All right, man. Well, this is episode 218 of the JB and Benny Blue Review. Follow us on all social media at JB and Benny Blue, and even Ticker Talker. All right, you know, Benny says he's not dancing on there, but I mean, you know, it's only a matter of time.
Matumbo wag.
It's only a matter of time for at least get some kind of dance out of my guy. You know what I'm saying? But again, that's at JB and Benny Blue, right, on TikTok, right? But you will see a lot of live little, you know, saying little snippets of our podcast on there. Follow us on our respective IGs. That's mine is at 73 King JB 73, and Benny's is at Benny Blue Eyes. Of course, we follow back. You know what I'm saying? If you dope, if you ain't dope, you know what I'm saying? You ain't getting no follow back. Every other Sunday, all right. The Burning Bridges podcast live streams at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Of course, on Twitter, that's the AAT Sport _ and the AAT Birds, all about the Birds family. And of course, on YouTube, and that's the same thing, the AAT Sports _. All right, check us out. Got anything for us? You need to give us something? You need to show us something? All right, JB and Benny Blue Review at gmail.com. As you can see, questions, hate mail, music, right? We want to make sure that we show love to those up and coming artists out there and listen to their new tracks, whatever they got pumping. And of course, we do a live reaction video, and we are very fair. We are very honest.
Real, yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Give it to you real, right?
Yep. So
if your shit is hot garbage juice, then we're going to try to find the nicest way to say that, right? You know what I'm saying? Nicest way to say that. But other than that, man, episode 218. Of course, all our sponsors, Valley Boys Association, is timtobuy.com. You know what I'm saying? Rock with them. You see what's cracking. You know what I'm saying? You can always check the link in our bio on our Instagram page.
Yes.
And of course, we got all this shit popping up here. All right? Again, this has been a pre-recorded episode 218. So,
yeah. If you drop your comments or questions and you're wondering if we think we're assholes, we told you at the beginning, but we appreciate it.
So, just another disclaimer, we're not going to be answering no questions Wednesday when this is planned, because this has already happened. Right? This has already happened. Back to the future. You know what I'm saying? Back to the future. Word to Marty McFly. You know what I'm saying? So, until next time. All right.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Anniversary show. NFL draft.
Look at the Suns. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wrong with there it is. Suns. Wow, best team in the league.
Look at the Suns. And it's this guy here. Holy smoke.
Richard.
This guy.
Richard.
Scotty Pippen 2.0, baby. You know what I'm saying? Without the hate. Without the hate. He ain't the hating Scotty. You know, it's just the talent of Scotty. the wherewithal, the basketball IQ.
Well, we're going to be talking about them Suns. You know, Flex will be back, so we're going to be talking about it going into the playoff season. So stick around for all that. Reviewers, we love you. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Until next time, this has been the JB and Benny Blue Review, and we out.
Peace.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.